Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is send nudes or don't send nudes or take nudes or don't take nudes. See, it's all about nudes.
I didn't even remember what we were talking about, so this is a shock to me.
Well, thankfully one of us has, you know, some talent at keeping this fucker going.
I was going to say their finger on the bullet. I don't think that's the
term. No.
Finger on the trigger?
Yeah.
There, I have something up my nose. On the... I need to turn away for a second.
Why did I look at it?
What? There's something up my nose.
No. Oh,
okay.
Coming out?
Well, assuming it's close to being out of my nose, if I can feel it, so I just don't want to sit here the whole time.
Suck it back in.
Something
harder than that.
Something no, is good. Coming out of my nose.
Well, you're good. I'll tell you if something comes out.
Well, I would hope you would, but I don't know. I'm not sure. Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow and subscribe. Can I tell you something that makes me sick to my stomach?
Uh-huh.
There's people that listen to this podcast that don't follow or subscribe.
I know that.
How?
You know how I know that?
How?
I hear you talk about it all the time.
How disgusting is that? It keeps me up at night. The idea that there's people that listen and enjoy this. Seriously, enjoy this podcast. And it's literally free. $0.00. To click subscribe or follow really helps us out. Leave a 5-star review. Write us a little, cute little review. It's free.
Free.
And somehow, someone right... I'm talking to you. You specifically. Yeah, you.
They're looking around. They're like, me? Yeah, you.
Yeah, you. In your car or on the treadmill or wherever the fuck you're listening. Why aren't you following or subscribed? Because they're thinking to themselves. They're
if you're running or driving, I would say
pull over. Finish your runner workout. Drive. Immediately. Hit stop. There's an emergency stop on most treadmills.
And your car. Pull the e-brake.
E-brake up. And they're thinking to themselves, well, I'll do it after I finish listening, right? Yeah. Because they're like, oh, it's currently... Then they forget.
Right.
But what I want them to do is I want them to pause right now. Follow or subscribe wherever you're listening.
I want you to stop your car in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Go to our podcast. And while you're doing that, put all your windows down, sunroof open, and you blast this fucker.
Yeah, let the people
actually
know.
Don't do that, because if there's a car stopped in the middle of the road and our podcast is playing, that's not really the connection the we're vibe. Looking for. No.
It does seem to fit, though.
Obnoxious.
So do that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, go follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson on Instagram and TikTok. You can click the link in our bio on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. There's a link to Patreon, and you get videos of this podcast every single week. Can you believe it?
I have a note of housekeeping. Okay. I didn't have one until you just said that, but it's something that I've realized that I don't have the capacity to do, and that is...
this podcast anymore.
Yes, I am quitting. Goodbye, good night. Thank you. I don't have the capacity... in myself, and I know that this is going to age me, but I don't have the capacity in myself to be a photo dumper.
To come up with like the 10 photos.
It's not that I can't come up with them, but it's like, I understand that Gen Z uses Instagram and photo apps very differently. It's like they love a fucking blurry photo. Yeah. They love, you know, just photo dumps that are all about the vibes.
Yeah.
I don't have it in my soul to be able to do that. I'm far too psychotic and like far too much of a perfectionist that I would do a photo dump, but it would just be 10 good photos. You know,
like, you're like, they're all incredible.
Some are memes. Some are like a blurry photo of someone's food getting delivered to them. It's shit like that. I just can't do that.
You can't get on board with that.
And I know that ages me, but so does my skin. You know,
so
we're getting clocked left, right, and center.
You know what? I'm somewhere in the middle, I'd say. I have to remind myself to do the carousels and care less about the photo dumps.
I know you do, but I also think that you, as more of an influencer, you kind of almost have to stay a little bit on the...
I have to stay with my finger on the bullet, if you will.
Yeah. Right on it.
Yeah.
You need to...
Finger on the pulse. Hand on the pulse.
No, I think it's finger on the pulse.
That's what I'm looking
for. How would you hand an entire pulse?
I don't know.
Death grip on the pulse. So that's my first housekeeping.
Okay, I get that. I see what you're saying. It's interesting because I feel like it's also, this is also an old person thing to say. It all goes in a circle.
Right. It's just it coming back to fucking back. Facebook photo albums. Yeah, I know.
That's literally what it is.
We were in the trenches before, mm-hmm. guys.
I used to go to a fucking house party and the next day upload house party part one, house party part two.
You didn't even look through those fuckers.
No, you just upload.
You plugged the card in and that was it.
And that was it. And it was when you could only put 50 photos per album. So I would have like 2.5 albums of one night where people were just going around with my digital camera, click, 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 click the whole night. You wouldn't even
and
think
then
about
you
it.
Would choose a photo from that to be your profile picture.
Yes.
And that would be like the one good photo.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're just back to that now. They just don't care.
Yeah.
Whereas we were taught that that was lame once Instagram came out.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, it has to be curated. You have to pick the best photos. They have to be taken on a fucking DSLR. It has to be like edited amazing. The light's got to be amazing. Everything. And then now they're doing the opposite. They want it like just sporadic again.
Exactly. And I don't think for myself, mm-hmm. I probably couldn't do it still. I don't think every photo should, editing is a whole separate issue too, but I like when people post more sporadic photos, but most of the time I really genuinely don't care about 10 of your photos, especially if three of them are like a train moving in fast speed, you know, like that. Like,
you know what? I will say though, I'm a sucker for them. I do scroll.
Okay. See that we're, you know, different people.
I look through them and I, there's something about it. I enjoy, it's a peek into someone's life. I do quite enjoy it.
Right.
I like trying to identify how casual it actually is or how curated it is to
look
casual. It's
like curated casual is just you're a phony.
I know that you
went to take a photo of your friends and then as it was taking you went yeet just so it was blurry.
And I also like, you can tell the structure, right? Because it'll be like the first photo is like a face photo or something, and then the next photo is like a meme, and then the next photo is like a dinner plate, and the next photo is like nature, and next photo is like friends being silly. And it's like, I know you put this in a specific order.
Half the time it's like you also put a face photo, or you put the photo that would be one Instagram photo at the beginning.
Yeah. And then, like, you just put like,
you're a fraud, you're funny. And my second housekeeping note, mm-hmm. this was an actual planned housekeeping note, is I'm getting really scared to keep posting on TikTok because the clips that we post, every clip of me is funny, obviously, but the funniest clips of me are me bullying you.
Yeah.
And
our entire account is just you bullying me on TikTok.
Truly. And people on the Great Croc Debate have started leaving comments that are fully like, leave her alone. And one of them was like, comfort is always the best. Thinking about footwear is such an insane thing to do over the presence of a friend. And I was like, tell me you don't have friends without telling me you don't have friends.
Our entire TikTok account is just you saying mean things to me, me acting shocked.
And the tea is that there's usually more to it that you bounce back, but the clips are too short.
That gets cut. That's on the editing room floor.
Yours, not mine.
I just love watching those comments roll in.
I actually think it's funny. I really don't give a fuck because comments like that one, I'm like, babe, like,
come on. Well, we've talked about it before. It's like the people that listen to this full podcast get our banter.
Yeah.
And we've also talked about it before. Like, lot of people that listen know I guest on We're Having Gay Sex, and I've been temporary co-hosting over
We know. I think we all know.
And, no, but honestly, it's interesting to see how audiences are curated in a different way just by naturally what's on there. And I think because they are predominantly a guesting podcast, and previously also the hosts haven't been as obnoxious as me in certain lights. It's all very like when you have a guest on a podcast, like if someone came on this podcast,
we're
not going to fucking like razz them.
No,
you're there to like support them through their story and like make them feel good. I mean, you probably fucking would. So it's a different dynamic, if you will, that you're creating like a space where it's like, there's a little light poking and razzle dazzle here and there, but like, it's a different type of podcast.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because over there I go in with the same humor, and then sometimes on the YouTube comments or whatever on that podcast, or like Ash has like shown me some of the DMs, people are like, oh, like Brie really like bugs you. Are you okay with that? Like as if I'm like bullying her.
Right.
And she's like, oh, no, that's like our way of speaking.
It's really
and
affected me. I've had her on for 75 episodes, but it is greatly, greatly hurting me every time.
Whereas on this podcast, I feel like because we've been like this from the start, we've curated an audience that not only knows that this is how we are, but also understands this kind of humor.
Yeah.
Right? Understands that it's like it's a laugh and it's a joke and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's just there's different types of people on the internet. And I think something I have truly learned about the internet is that a lot of people take everything at face value. Like a lot of people on the internet don't understand sarcasm.
No.
They don't understand. Also, I hate to say it, but I think it's Americans predominantly, because people in the UK and people in Canada understand like harsh, dry humor.
Yeah.
People in America don't understand that type of humor.
Nothing.
And that's a generalization, but like generally, like I would say it's like top tier dry harsh humor is like the UK, and then it's Canada, and then in America, like there's so many listeners that like truly I could be thinking that the clip or the topic or whatever is so obviously a joke.
Yeah.
And like so obvious that we're like poking at each other and at both having fun, and people are literally in the comments like, this is awful, leave her alone.
Literally, and I'm like, let her live. Like, I'm like, no.
I'll be okay. I'll say to the listeners,
Obviously it's like the
I love it though.
The Drag Race thing. Yeah. Like if you're not watching Untucked, you're only getting half the story. That's what I feel like watching the TikTok clips.
But you know what I love? I love how like however long ago you said on this podcast, I think there's actually a clip of it.
That I've been looking for an enemy?
No.
Oh.
You've got plenty.
Because I've got
plenty. You said on this podcast that you're like, oh, I've always thought about reality TV, but I don't know. I just feel like I'm too like, I forget the word
rational.
You use. Rational. And then you went on, you know, like there's not enough
I think
there.
Me hating Crocs is incredibly, I would say that's my most rational.
No, but
stance.
Now what I'm saying is with these clips and with the response on TikTok, you've gotten a taste of exactly how I show
it
at you.
The edit. I know. I've already said that I would get the villain edit
I
for
know.
Sure.
So like you'd be perfect for reality TV.
I do also think it's funny because I obviously set jokes up to tear you down specifically.
Of course, yeah.
But then I build them up by saying queer women should listen to this. I just use you as the kind of in that
I'm just the punching bag.
Yeah,
if you
but
will.
I use you as the face for that. But yeah. In the clip that we posted, I think everybody watching it thinks that I'm telling like every queer woman that they should be wearing heels. Like I think
that's what it comes off as
a gay man saying comfort isn't everything. And by that, I literally meant like a running shoe. Anything that's not a literal plastic clog. But I think that they, with the history of misogynistic gay men, think that I'm like, if you're not in a 6-inch stiletto, you're not a woman.
Well, I mean, you've also had quite a run. Like you said, I think last week or the week before, you started it by saying like, what something I think queer women need to understand is. And so you set yourself up.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm using you as
You have to accept that that's your brand.
Oh, I'm the enemy
and I
love it. But I do think that you take all of the hate from this podcast and you funnel it into Ashgav's because you're basically
I'm basically you.
You can just let it all out. You're like, I've been bullied too much. So I think Ashgav's is getting it a little harsher than she probably should.
I feel like it's just like it's learning the dynamic. Because to me, I feel like that kind of banter's funny. I don't know.
Totally.
I think our audience likes it too. Ash likes too. And the audience over there seems to, I should specify, 99.9% of people are like, this is awesome. We like you as a co-host. This is so fun. But, you know, the like couple comments stand out. Kind of like for you on TikTok. Like we get like so many comments of people being like, this is funny.
Yeah.
And then you get one that's like, leave her alone, you mean gay man.
No,
and
it's like half.
This is like
it's like half of them.
You're getting fucking
but also would I like
there.
You better if you're wearing 6-inch stilettos right now? I would, you know.
You're not lying. You're not
just
lying.
Kidding. I literally fucking hate it's so stupid. I've just meant like put on a Converse maybe.
No.
No.
Oh, I'm just about to transition into my fall wear, which
no,
I've decided
no,
is going to be Uggs.
You I fully just kombucha girl there. Yeah, I was fully Brittany Broski.
I went from Crocs in the summer, and I've decided I've got to find something that's the similar vibe for fall, and it's going to be Crocs or
Uggs. You, this is different. You said that you're going to get the lined Crocs. So this is okay. So my thing is that Uggs are obviously hideous as well, but I do like the history behind them. You know,
Uggs,
I like the early 2000s juicy tracksuits.
You think Crocs don't have history?
They don't. It's,
read a
they,
book. They didn't have, read
they,
a book.
They didn't. I physically cannot. they didn't have a cultural moment like Uggs had. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So I like the throwback of Uggs.
Well,
it gives me like Paris Hilton, oversized sunglasses.
I like to think that I'm a part of the first cultural moment of Crocs, though. So when they come back in like 50 years, I'll be like,
You were actually probably part of the first cultural moment of clogs themselves in like the fucking early 1300s. So you've seen the full transition.
I have.
Okay, so nudes.
Okay.
I have so many questions about nudes.
Oh,
so many things to discuss.
I'm so excited.
I feel like nudes are so different.
Okay.
For queer men and queer women.
Okay.
Like, so different. I don't think we could be... I think... When we talk about our differences as communities, this is where it's the most emphasized.
It is. I would agree.
And
just turn my sound off here. I'm binging and bonging.
Like, okay, so if you were single.
Yeah.
And you, I guess you don't have like Grindr, but if you were single and before you even had a single ounce of conversation with somebody on a dating app, you got like a vag pic, like a tit pic.
Horrified.
What would you, how would you feel?
Put it this way, it would be something to write home about.
Right.
Like, if I got just like a tit pic or a vag pic, first thought is this is like fake or like a catfish, because there's like scam accounts that will like send to your DMs or whatever. And it's like single in your area vibes.
Right.
Young
Russian MILF
in your area. Literally looking to fuck you. And I always try. I always respond.
I am looking.
And I...
In my area? You know,
I get to a certain point and then it becomes obvious it's a scam. And I'm like, fuck. Another $50 down the drain.
After the credit card info's in.
Yeah.
Social insurance
number. I have to restart all my fucking... It's like a new passport has to be ordered. It's exhausting. You'd think I'd learn. Like on the 27th
One
round.
These times
but,
it'll
you know,
work for you.
Yeah. So that would be my first thought.
Okay.
Then my brain would go to, if this is real.
Are the tits real?
No, I can tell that right away. If this, if like, I, my brain would immediately be like, I don't know how to like articulate this. Because I'm very like body positive. I'm not like against people sending nudes or delivering nudes.
Yeah.
But immediately I'd be like, we're clearly just like not gonna link up.
Right.
Like I would just think like, that's cool. Like nice tits, babe. But like, how do I fucking start a convo from here? I'm a very like conversational person. I also feel like generalizing, but a lot of women are. And like, in order for me to be like attracted to somebody sexually, it's 90% their personality.
Yeah.
And like 10% like seeing
pussy
their
pics.
Like nothing is gonna like, I'm never gonna see just a stone cold vagina and be like, I'm fucking aroused. Like just like, I'm talking like cropped frame, just vag pic, like biology textbook vagina. I'm never gonna be like, holy
our
fucking
friend
shit.
Who is now in the biology textbook,
yes,
her vagina would not get you
it's
going.
Just not gonna rev me up. I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, that's a fucking nice vagina, like what are you doing tonight,
look at the lips
like,
on that bad
what
boy.
The hell, like I'm never gonna think that way, like it's not gonna do anything for me. I'm literally gonna look at it and just, I'm probably gonna feel nothing, like I'm just gonna be like, strange, like what a strange way to start a conversation. I would have preferred how's your day going, but okay, here we are. I don't know, it's just, it's not like I would, I think I'd probably have a conversation with somebody about it to unpack what had just happened to me. I'd probably like call a friend and be like, really odd, I'm on this dating app and I just got like a full-on vagina. thought it was one of my usual Russian MILFs.
Spoiler alert, it wasn't this
time. It's not. Like, she's got an ad on Instagram. Like, you know, they're active on Facebook. Searched them on LinkedIn. There they are. And there's their vagina.
Yeah.
Like, I could never process that.
Okay, so then take that feeling and multiply it by every person you talk to on an app. How would you feel then?
This is what I'm saying. It's so fucking wild to me. Like, dicks are just hitting you from fucking all angles all day, every day.
You know that gif of that girl just getting, like, a handful of hot dogs thrown at her face?
Yes.
That's what it's like to exist as a gay male on the internet.
I literally...
Oh, my God. What was
my
that?
My hip. I grew up dancing. My hips crack all the time from being in turnout all the time.
Turn up.
You should see my vagina pics. Fucking turn out on fire over here. No.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Seriously, I also just like, I think like there's nothing wrong with like any body part. It's just that like what makes a body part hot to me is the person associated with it.
Right.
So like I don't know how else to articulate that I find it so strange that like gay men in particular, or even honestly like heterosexual men in particular,
yeah,
that would like look like, okay, I follow on Instagram the Playboy account.
Right.
And they have to, because of fucking censoring and shit, they have to like blur out nipples and clits and whatever the fuck else. But like otherwise they're basically posting naked women.
Yeah.
And like I genuinely will scroll and be like, wow, nice ambiance in this photograph, like
the lighting,
what a
impeccable
great pose idea, like that's unique, or like, you know, she looks cool as shit, like looking hot, good for her. But I'm not like looking at it like, oh yeah, like get me the tissues, like this is fucking hot, like it's just like so fucking weird to me. Like I would never think that way. I'm like, oh, look at this beautiful woman's body, nice, and then I continue to scroll. Like I don't understand that like physical reaction to a body part without knowing anything about that person.
Okay, so that all being said, mm-hmm. we've established that it is quite jarring. I still, as a gay male, still think it's like quite jarring when I just get like a fucking dick as the first message.
Yeah.
Like
do they do first message?
Yeah. If you're on like Grindr or something, I would say no exaggeration, 75% of the messages are
dick first.
Dick first.
Wow.
And on Grindr, you can make albums basically that you can, so you like upload pictures, you have your picture, then you can upload pictures into like an album, and it'll be like your like nudes or whatever,
your dicks,
and you'll just get, this is even more wild, you'll get a first message from somebody and it will be like their unlocked album, and so your first message to somebody is literally like 10 nudes of them, like an album. An album, not just like a singular dick.
This
like it'll be like their dick in the sand, their dick at like 7-Eleven.
It's like the carousels we talked about, but just the
their dick
dicks
is a meme.
Around the world. Yeah. Just all the
Honestly,
travels.
Whole
the
like ass pick, like everything. Literally everything. And you haven't even spoken a single word. And they'll just like fire out their
okay,
album.
Okay, here's the other thing too.
Right.
I'm not a controlling person. I get that when people take pictures they love of their bodies, especially if they're out mingling, dating, they're likely, if you like a certain photo, going to send that photo to multiple
totally.
People. Totally. I like the mystery of it. I like to think that that photo is I don't want him for me to say, in the moment, right?
This is my album.
Yeah, I don't want to say like this is the unlocked album that I unlocked for 300 other people today.
Yeah.
Not cuz I care that they send it to anyone else, but because it's just it ruins the
flavor.
The moment.
Spontaneity
of it. It's like it's a curated fucking album. What do I care? I could go on Google Images and just look up dicks and look at those all day. Like what difference is it? It's not in the moment. It's not with the vibe.
Can I tell you what the least horny nude I've ever received?
Okay.
This, I'm not going to tie it to anybody. There's, you have no idea who this is.
Okay.
Anyways, I received a nude once.
The least is saying a lot. I'm so scared.
So out of any capacity to feel sexually attracted to somebody. And if by some God's grace, this person is listening, I don't even feel bad because you should really be doing some deep diving on how this ever got public. I guess it's not public to me. It could be to others, though. Okay. Who knows? It was a dick pic of somebody on a toilet. Like, I would assume, like, jerking off while sitting on a toilet, right?
Okay.
But...
I'm so scared. I'm terrified. I'm literally
it's
scared.
It's kind of like the thing that people, like, make fun of, like, when somebody will, like, take a nude, but they're, like, open toilets open with, like, a shit in it. It wasn't that, but...
I feel like I'm about to walk into a haunted house. I'm terrified right now.
Jump scare. So it was, like, they're... their hard dick while sitting on a toilet, but they clearly, like, don't really... Like, they were like clearly uncomfortable with like sitting on like it was clearly a public toilet too, which just like takes it wasn't at home. Anyways, so they were clearly uncomfortable with like the idea of being on a public toilet, which is fair, I get it, but it had the toilet
it's
seat
not fair.
Like lined with toilet paper.
John, I'm gonna be my
like, you know how some toilets have like those little covers that come out that like made their own that like followed the shape of the seat out of toilet paper, and then it was just like their hard dick in their hand sitting on the toilet seat.
I
received that and I just was like, I don't know what you expect this to do for me.
No. Like, this is one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life.
So yeah, that was a good one.
No, and I need to stop you when you said, I guess that's fair. No, it's not. It's fair in a general sense when you're using a public washroom that you're maybe a little concerned about
fair.
The cleanliness of a toilet seat. If you are comfortable enough to be jacking off,
to be rock hard,
we're past the point.
Yeah.
And that was the best. That was the best they had.
They were like, this is going to get
them
like,
hard. This is the one.
Yeah. And I remember getting it and like, I was stunned. The woman was too stunned to speak.
I'm in shock.
What do you do with that?
I don't know what you even say. Like, how do you come back from that?
No, it was wild. I still think I have fond memories of it because, and I've had some doozies before, but that one was like next level.
Okay. Let's steer this into another direction. What's your favorite type of nude to receive? Like, what's the situation? What's the angle? What's the vibe?
To receive?
Mm-hmm.
From like a partner or from like a random...
Like a person that you're chatting with.
I like a nude that's like... not just dick or like just whole, like maybe like a little bit of a body, but like not just like fully just like this is my genital.
Take the macro lens off the camera.
Yeah,
let's get a little
I don't
want to
see the pores
scope.
Of yeah. your dickhead, you know. I like a more suggestive photo.
Yes.
Rather than just like, because I've seen like 1,000 dick pics at this
point. That's what I'm saying. Do people not realize that it doesn't, does it do anything for anyone anymore?
No, I like a little, like a little art to it.
Yeah. A little thoughtfulness.
Which is what I feel like I give in mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're out here putting in the work and these guys are in fucking public toilets
trying not to get HPV on the scene.
Toilet paper sticking to their assholes and they're just fucking shooting dick shots out everywhere.
Yeah,
the audacity.
I know.
Also, like, fair enough if you talk to someone for long enough and for they are into toilet bowls per se,
right?
Half covered toilet bowls, even better.
Exactly.
A little burlesque toilet bowl.
Or if they knew that I was a germaphobe or something, you know?
So
I
get it
and I'm like, dick, and you're being like safe for the HPV on the toilet seat.
Double.
And now I'm super hard. But I'm not.
But you're not.
No.
So you're licking toilet seats.
Not quite, but it could get there. A few more of those photos.
So this is my thing. Okay. And I know this is going to sound, everyone's going to roll their eyes. Oh, lesbians, lesbians, blah, blah. I like a stomach.
Oh.
Because to me, no, it
like
has
just
to be,
stomach?
It has to be in like a particular scenario. Okay. Here, let me explain.
Yeah.
I'm looking at like bathing suit photos on Instagram or like girls in their underwear or whatever and their stomach's there, it's nothing for me.
Okay.
It's more of the like intimacy of a stomach. I like the idea of imagining. Okay. I think for me, because I've had a lot of, close your ears if you know me personally. Actually, reopen them. I'm not embarrassed. Casual sex in my life.
Don't slut shame yourself.
You know what? Good for me.
Open those fuckers up.
Open those up.
Crank the volume.
Listen up. I've had a lot of casual sex, a lot of which are one night stands. I've talked about it on this podcast before. I'm in the dominant position. I don't like anything being going on me on a one night stand, but I like delivering on a one night stand. So
you deliver.
Often in those situations, you know, especially if it's quicker or maybe it's like in a bathroom stall or whatever it may be, let's say. It's kind of like you're going the boobs or you're going the chest or you're going the downstairs. There's something very sensual to me about
the part that meets in the middle.
Kissing someone's stomach or being close to someone's stomach and someone being comfortable with you being close to their stomach. I don't know what it is. It's always been a thing for me. And I'm not talking like when I've said this before, people go, oh, you mean like you're a stomach person, meaning like you like nice stomachs, like you like ripped stomachs, you like toned stomachs, you like whatever. No. Any stomach. Just the idea of me being like stomachs are like soft.
It's giving
and they're,
like
intimate
primal level to me, like how animals like roll on their back and let their stomach be exposed.
That's kind of how I feel. Honestly.
That's how I feel. You feel.
I honestly feel like that. It's like there's something intimate about someone, especially this is where it gets unique. Especially if they're not trying to look toned or fit, if they're feeling very vulnerable and like maybe there's a roll involved. Or maybe like they're like kind of bending over and there's lines on their stomach.
So,
I know that they're comfortable with me and they feel safe with me and their body.
But does that translate into a nude?
Yeah. Oh. Because if they're sending me nudes where it's not like hyper edited and it's really kind of like just like sensual and they're like, and the stomach's there and maybe like they're not like trying to be really posy about it. And it's just like seems really like, oh, I'm just like in my room and like maybe I'm laying on my bed and my like stomach's out or I'm like on my side on the bed and my stomach's out. I love a stomach.
Okay.
So that's like, I would prefer that.
Right.
I would prefer that kind of vibe.
Hmm.
But yeah, that's my thing.
I feel like Lauren is going to hear me talk about this and die of laughter if she's still listening.
Mm-hmm.
We had a friend or somebody that we knew that their biggest thing was what we coined backgina, which was like their stomach thing, which their biggest nude turn on was like a vagina, but from the back.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
That was like their favorite kind of nude.
They
and
like
we
that.
Just were like, back-gina? Now we just rolled with it being called backgina.
I'm picturing someone asking for that kind of nude. They're like, can you send me your backgina?
Yeah. Like a little bit of asshole.
Vagina. Well, they want the asshole in it too.
Well, it's there.
I
don't think.
Unless you're using the macro
blur it
lens.
Out. Yeah.
Like can people do with their cats' China, assholes on Instagram sometimes. They put like a little emoticon smiley. Over it.
So yeah,
that's funny.
My other nude mm-hmm. inquiry mm-hmm. is, what is your protocol or enjoyment or requirements yeah. or thoughts around nudes in a committed relationship? Are you still sending nudes when you're not together?
Right.
Is that a thing? Is that something you want?
I don't really send nudes. I never really did.
Ever?
Wow. I'm not really, like, I received a lot of nudes. I'm just not a giver in that sense. I'm going to be honest.
Right.
I'm afraid of the internet. I'm A, afraid of the internet, and I'm B, afraid of... I think I watched too many like documentaries of like people being like revenge porn
yeah.
and like stuff like that. And like, it's kind of weird because I'm stuck between like, I don't think I would really care because it's like my body and I feel like comfortable with my body, but I would care that they were like trying to do something to me and I was out of control with it. And I don't think anyone I'm with would do that,
yeah.
but like, it just scares me. Like the idea of sending something like to someone and then they like have that. I don't know. It's just like not, it's just like, it sketches me out.
So not really something that you.
I mean like I feel like I'm more of a hyper. Like okay. I love receiving the nudes.
Like you're commenting, like you're like doing the push hold, haha react or something. That's the hyper.
I'm laughing hysterically. yeah. Laughing exclamation my fucking marks, ass hard. Off. This is the funniest fucking nude I've ever
you
seen.
You slayed.
No, I just feel like I'm also, I'm more of a sexy texter with my words.
Oh.
I like.
You're a poet.
I'm a
storyteller.
Exactly. A bit of a poet.
Okay.
No, like I like to receive the nude and then I like to respond with a storyline of what I would be doing to that person about right. the nude. That's
you're
my
an,
contribution.
You're an embellisher.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I might be like, wow, most incredible photograph I've ever seen vibes.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. And if I am, I'm usually, it's usually more of a, you know, a little cheeky moment. Like I'm nude, but I'm covering.
Ah,
like,
see, that's why
it's like the nipples are covered or like it's from behind and like half
vagina. No. Back with emoticon though. With emoticon.
No, I was talking about standing up.
Also, I can't say emoticon.
Looking over my
how
shoulder
am I?
At my cute butt
oh.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's more my vibe. Okay. How about you?
I've been in long distance relationships before, which yeah. like really thrive mm-hmm. on nudes.
Yeah.
But in like a close relationship, I feel mm-hmm. like you see somebody relatively mm-hmm. often, but I feel like it's fun to like spice it up if
totally.
You're like away from each other for a while
yeah.
or like even like a night. Like I feel mm-hmm. like that's something fun to spice it up, you know?
Oh, highly
but
recommend.
I hadn't taken nudes in a good while, but I took some nudes recently.
You've refreshed the album.
I did.
So did you upload to your album?
I don't have an album. I don't have Grindr currently.
Okay.
It was more, and I highly recommend
you're
this.
Just sending nudes right to Facebook Messenger.
I just uploaded them to the cloud and I said, I don't know who these are for, but
Google
everybody,
Drive link.
It was public link.
Yeah.
Posted all over Reddit.
Yeah.
No, it was more like I don't always feel great in my own body,
yeah.
especially recently. And I just had a weird mm-hmm. like wave that came over me that I felt really hot.
Oh, I love that.
So I decided to take nudes and I think they're great nudes.
Oh my God.
And I highly
fun.
Recommend to anybody.
Yeah.
If you're feeling shitty and then you have a wave of feeling good, or even if you
document
are
that
feeling
moment.
Shitty,
mm-hmm.
take some nudes literally just for yourself.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to refresh your mind that you can be hot.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like I love those moments where you're like standing in your own power. And even if it's for no one else, just being like, I'm fucking sexy.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with thinking that you are sexy.
No. And
it's actually awesome to think that you're
yeah,
sexy.
Yeah. And it doesn't happen often. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of nice. And now I have a backlog of a photo.
The album's fucking
that
ready.
I can at least know, like, I felt really good in
you
this
feel
moment.
Confident.
And I would say they're more like arty.
Mm-hmm.
So
you feel comfortable sending them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's easy for me to say, like, oh, I wouldn't care if they were on the internet, because mm-hmm. it's hard to say when you're not in that position.
Yeah.
But nudes like that, I think if somebody leaked them, I'd be like, I literally look so hot.
I also think it's just different for, like, guys. Because, like, if your nude got leaked, and this is zero offense to you,
yeah.
like, if you posted your nude on Twitter, it would get, like, 2 retweets. Like... that. No offense.
Oh, no offense.
No meaning. Okay, I follow some of our friends who do OnlyFans right. and all these things.
Right.
So then I see what they share and everything like that. There are so many men that are naked on the internet no one's getting paid attention to.
My average body, average hole, average dick would not be getting engagement.
I did not mean it like that. I meant all of them. They don't get engagement. No, I'm literally shocked out here on the Twitters. I'm literally like, our friend will repost something that's like, you know, a hot dude. He's like the only one who's interacted with it.
It's just because it's so saturated.
That's what I'm saying. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you said I was ugly and then you circled you back.
Ugly. I never said you were ugly. I said it would probably get two retweets. That's everyone out there because it's so saturated. Everyone is in the gay male culture. You everyone is trying to get
you
anyone
haven't seen these nudes
to care about their naked body.
Yeah, it's true.
Whereas like literally if one lesbian that had any sort of internet clout uploaded their nude, it would go wild on the internet. Like just because no one does it. No one does it.
The market's ripe for a right for a nude upload.
Honestly, I'm gonna get my back pussy up there quick.
Called a back gina. Get your terminology down.
Now I feel like you almost have to upload it just to see how many retweets you get.
I better have all of our lesbian listeners retweeting.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we won't be posting our nudes anytime soon.
No.
Unless you pay us enough.
That's true.
Because honestly, like,
not even enough. If you just pay just me whatever you feel is market value.
McDonald's coupon book.
That's probably where I draw the line.
Yeah.
I could fuck with like some Canadian Tire money though.
That's true. Well, this was fun.
It was fun.
I feel like this was actually really interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I'm sure your nudes are stunning. I didn't mean it like that. I meant that no one, even the most stunning people, do not get traction anymore because it's so saturated.
You said what you said.
No one cares. No one cares about gay,
listen,
naked people.
It's spoken and it's on the internet now. And the people know how you feel about my nudes.
I feel like, you know what? This was the way this was supposed to end. What?
You know what I was going to say?
Jesus fucking Christ. You just scared the fuck out of me.
So this has nothing to do with nudes. Everybody's been on my fucking ass about commenting on your photos. And I'm like, I'm constantly, I don't have to post notifications on because I don't want post notifications on for anybody. Like my phone's screaming at me to be real, be real. I'm like, I don't want more notifications. Anyways, so I'm constantly checking for fucking updates from you because I'm not get in there, I'm going to get canceled.
My Instagram posts hit and I immediately get like three comments like, Sean, where's
Sean
at?
Where's Sean?
I love it. Sometimes, by the way, to everyone listening, please keep doing
sometimes
that.
People say, where's Sean? I'm like, bitch, I was already here.
There was no comment.
I've already been here. Yeah, no, one of them
they're
there
missing
was.
The comments.
No, one, yeah, somebody I guess didn't see my comment. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is I am at a severe disadvantage, though, because interacting with my content, you got to comment on one photo every 3 months.
I do.
Yours, I'm literally like, oh my God, 2 hours and she's back.
She's back again.
So, that's true. I'm just saying, I'm fighting. I'm trying.
You know what? People out there, keep doing what you're doing. I love it and I respect it. Also, make sure you follow or subscribe. If it's you... You out there who's listening and not following or subscribing, first of all, shame on you and your family. Second of all, follow and subscribe.
And slide into my DMs if you would contribute at least.
Contribute. That was a main thing.
Contribute.
Yeah.
At least one retweet to my nudes.
Because
if we can get like 6 DMs saying that we would get retweets,
you might
feel a lot
it.
Better. No. Just to shut you down.
Okay, we'll report back. Yeah. Until next time, you will see you around the gayborhood.